We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jessica Brady of Roll Call. We've asked her to fill in some of the details on the growing controversy surrounding Barack Obama's nominee to be the next Secretary of the Treasury, New York Fed Bank Chairman Timothy Geithner. Over the past couple of days, we've learned about some tax problems that Mr. Geithner has had in the past, as well as his employment of a housekeeper. So will this be a major stumbling block to his confirmation or just a minor hiccup? And Jessica, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Greg. It's nice to be here.
Just to bring our listeners up to speed, give us the details of what's at issue here.
Tim Geithner was appointed to be Secretary of Treasury by President-elect Barack Obama. It was his first cabinet pick. This came just a few weeks after the November 4th election, and he was a kind of sleeper pick. He is awaiting confirmation. He has to appear before the Senate Finance Committee, and just before his hearing, which was scheduled for this Friday, this news came out about the taxes that he had owed, self-employment taxes while he was an employee at the IMF, and also that he had a housekeeper whose immigration papers had expired while she was employed by the Geithner family. So these things came out in the news yesterday, although they were at the attention of committee members as recently as last month. So where we're at right now is that the Obama campaign is having to beat back a little bad PR about one of their cabinet nominees. And the feeling on the Hill is, you know, at first it didn't seem like it was going to be a major deal breaker. But as the day has gone on, it definitely seems like at least the Obama campaign is going to have to do a little charm offensive here to smooth things over.
The first sign that it was a bigger problem than they thought is that the confirmation hearing's been postponed until after the inauguration, correct?
Well, that's right. Although the I should tell you, however, the confirmation hearing, the Senate rules are that committee members are supposed to receive a 7-day notice on confirmation hearings, unless the chairman can get unanimous consent that they can go ahead and do it. Now, Senator Max Baucus, the chairman of the Finance Committee, he didn't give the 7-day notice. He was trying to get unanimous consent, and this was before the news of Mr. Geithner's taxes had come out. So two senators, Senator John Kyle of Arizona and Jim Bunning of Kentucky, had objected, not just because of the tax issue, but also for the 7-day notice. And given the news about what's going on with Mr. Geithner's personal finances, they felt that they wanted some more time to prepare for the hearing, and it looks like it will be on Wednesday. And Senator Baucus is definitely trying to hold firm to that.
From what you can tell right now, Jessica, is this an issue that's breaking down in terms of concern about this issue along party lines, or are there some cracks in the Democratic solidarity as well?
You know, that's a good question. I certainly haven't heard anything about that. I did hear Senator Voinovich, the outgoing senator from Ohio, say that this definitely was not sitting well with him. But I have yet to hear any Democrats come out with any strong words. And, you know, it seems that Republicans on the committee, generally speaking, are still backing Tim Geithner. They're calling it an honest mistake. They're saying that this is just one of those things that happens, and few people are really raising their eyebrows about whether or not this reflects on his ability to be the Secretary of the Treasury.
Is part of the concern over the fact that that's exactly the point? He's going to be the Treasury Secretary if confirmed, and it's a tax issue. It's not like he's becoming a Secretary of Transportation has a tax issue, but this is exactly the field that he's going to be leading in?
Right. That's definitely something that people are saying. You know, even Senator Baucus today made a little joke where he said, you know, Tim Geithner needs a better accountant. I mean, it's definitely not the best PR that the Obama campaign could ever hope for, that's for sure. But, again, I wouldn't say that it's really harrowing on people. I think that if it was the Secretary of Transportation, maybe people would also be concerned. Yes, because it is Treasury, it's a little bit more embarrassing. But I don't think that people are truly doubting his competency here. I think that questions are coming up just because for a few, they're wondering if it was more than just an honest mistake. Although, I do want to stress that honest mistake seems to be the catchphrase when it comes to this.
Well, it's certainly looking like there's going to be more drama than we previously expected, although with no Democrats defecting and some Republicans still supporting Geithner, looks like he's still a good bet to get confirmed. Jessica, thanks so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Jessica Brady of Roll Call, and that does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, and a reminder that you can get the best of Dateline Washington 24/7 on the web, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this time for the next Dateline Washington.